Welcome to Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman, the show for spiritually rooted women who are hungry for change and growth. I am your host, Natalie Warren, and my mission as a personal development strategist and inner healer is to inspire, educate, and motivate women worldwide to stop limiting themselves and settling for less than what they want and were created to be. If you are ready to transform your life by getting out of your own way, hearing your soul's voice above the noise, and activating your life's purpose, you are at the best place. Let's tune in to today's episode of Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman. Hello, 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 and welcome back to Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman podcast. It's a new day, a new opportunity, a new chance for you to really wake up to the truth of who you are and who you were created to be. I know you probably have some questions or concerns about what that looks like, but I want you to know that you are already on the path to discovering it. And in today's episode, I'm going to give you more nuggets on how to do that with little effort and less stress so you can truly, truly discover the purpose that you were created to have and to be and to walk in it, live in that purpose. I will tell you that this is probably one of the most often asked question that women like yourself want to know. What is my purpose? What is my purpose? Why am I here? Have you ever thought about that question? And even in this moment, what understanding do you have about what that means for you? I will tell you that this looks like your own personal discovery, because what I don't want us to do is to compare it to anyone else's discovery and anyone else's journey. I know how easy it can be to start to compare yourself and compare what you think your purpose is, and even making it more or less significant than anyone else's. But I want you to remember that it is significant because it belongs to you. And you already have the tools, the skills, the ability to carry it out. And God gave you that at the very beginning. So we're going to talk about some of those things that will really help you in regards to moving forward. Because what I know is that if we don't have the clarity, or if we don't have the level of clarity that we desire, many of us can suffer from internal turmoil trying to figure it out. Think about it. How much time have you spent trying to figure it out? Doubting yourself about it, questioning whether that was right or whether you're moving in the right direction. We can spend a lot of time and have a lot of inner turmoil and conflict around this topic. But when we have the answer, we also can have meaning and direction. And I've learned that a woman in her sense of security, her confidence, can be tied up in her finding and discovering her life purpose. I've been on a journey my own self to discover this, and I want to share with you, even as I give some of the tips on what I have found to be my purpose and how I have learned to walk in it and how it looks in different areas of my life. But knowing this can really build your confidence and will assist you in many ways to overcome struggles in your own life. So the first question, before we move into any of the tips, I want to ask you, when do you feel most confident? Think about it, reflect on it. When you hear the word, what does it mean to you? And then what situations come to mind first when you think about confidence? I know for many of us, we feel most confident when we're doing something that we're good at, right? If you're good at baking, or you're good at talking, or you're good at math, something that you're good at allows you to feel confident. Like, I know what I'm doing in this area, right? You're probably smiling as you're even thinking about it, because that is one of the times I can think of first that I feel most confident, when it's something that I know I am good at. And I don't question it. I know I'm good at it. And so what we're going to do is really look at what that could look like for your life. And I'm going to give you six tips or six things that I want you to remember as you're discovering your purpose. Six things. If you're able, I would encourage you to write them down. If not, go back and listen to this episode again and make sure you jot them somewhere that you're going to have to refer back to. So the first thing I would offer is recognize that you cannot think your way into finding your purpose. I said earlier, but many of us are spending so much time in our heads trying to figure it out. And you really have to take steps. And as you're taking steps, I believe I've seen in my own life, more clarity will come. It just comes with you taking steps and going into this process of exploration and just exploring, being curious. When we do that, we can create a formula. And that's daily action plus passion equals purposeful life. Daily action plus passion. And so the question then would be, what are you passionate about? What are you passionate about? Whether that's a cause, whether that's helping a certain group of people, whether that's seeing something happen, working with your hands, what are you passionate about? And the formula is about daily action. Doing something with that passion can lead to a purposeful life. First thing to remember. The second thing I want you to remember, I want you to remember that, as I said in the first step or the first thing, is to get out of your head. Get out of your head, the place where we're typically very logical, we're very rational, we're very practical, we're very strategic and logical, all of the thinking parts of the brain, which are so necessary for life. When it comes to this, I would really challenge you to connect to your heart space. I've seen clients before who struggle with wanting to do something that they really love versus doing something that makes logical sense, like make them money or be able to provide them with the lifestyle they desire. And a lot of the times there's a sense of unhappiness, unsatisfaction, or fulfillment because they're really not doing something that they love. So the question, as we're thinking about this one, is to ask yourself, what do I love? What do I love? What is it that I could do without me really thinking about it? What's very natural for me? What is something I could wake up to every day and just do it? This will unlock your passions, your desires, and the things that bring you the most joy. We don't talk about it a lot, but most of the times, the things that we desire, the things that we want, the life that we'd like to have, is usually attached to the emotions that we think we'll have when we get them. The emotions that we think we'll have when we get them, whether that's an emotion of joy or an emotion of freedom, an emotion of peace, an emotion of happiness or excitement, contentment, whatever those things are for you, that's usually what it's attached to. And so being able to ask yourself, what do I love? And list those things out. List those out. I've oftentimes heard people say things to me and ask me questions about what should I do or what should I pursue. And as we start just talking about these areas, sometimes we don't see the connection between the things. I really like to teach. I really like to help people with their spiritual gift. And I really like to, I'm trying to remember that recent lady told me another one. I can't remember it at the moment. And when she said all of them, I said, you know what? You know what you could do? Oh, she said, I like to write. I'm a writer. And I said, well, you know what? What you could do is write a book or create a curriculum. What that would do is it would really help her with all three of those areas that she found to be very separate, but I saw them as very integrated. Being able to do that could help her to really find her purpose and really step into her passion. The next piece that I would offer you is I'm thinking about what you should remember as you're discovering your purpose is to stop resisting the unknown. I know many of us are stuck because we have so many things that we're like, well, what if? Well, I don't know. Well, maybe. Well, will that happen? Will that work out? There is a level of the unknown in all of our lives. The truth be told, we don't know a whole lot. We tell ourselves that, we convince ourselves of that, this sense of control that we think we have that is so an illusion. But being mindful of the unknown and that the element of the unknown is always there, that you never know with 100% certainty what will happen for anything. Not even the next 5 minutes from now, you really can't say with 100% certainty what will happen in those moments. And so in order for you to really be able to step into discovering your purpose and really moving into doing it, one of the things that you have to remember is you've got to stop resisting the unknown. And just allow yourself to take those steps as you feel inspired, as you feel led, as you feel it's time, intuitively moving in that. The next thing I want you to remember, and I really want you to sit and take some time and review your life story. Review your life story and find some common themes. So maybe what you first can do is you identify 10 significant events in your life. From any time from when you were a child to this present moment, you get to choose them. Those experiences can be positive or negative. But I want you to see as you sit with them, what are some common themes? In my own walk, as I have developed, I do personal development. I have a personal development company, which includes counseling, coaching, speaking, writing. But what I know is as I look through my own journey, I've been on a journey of personal development since I was 15. Now, at the time, I didn't know it was called personal development, but I can see as I look back on the journey, that was a part of that experience. So this isn't something that I just do. It's who I am, what I embody, which is why it's so powerful with my purpose. Also in that life story journey, I really can reflect on my own insecurities, my own fears, my own experiences of being teased in elementary school, but how that aligns with me learning about my self-worth, being able to teach others about their self-worth, their acceptance of themselves, their self-love, compassion, all of that. But it also leads me to my entrepreneurial journey that started when I was 25. And I stepped into a world where I really didn't know a whole lot about business, but I knew I was passionate about a lot of things. And my own growth on that journey leads me now to help other entrepreneurs and other professional women to be able to understand their own resistance, help them overcome it, helping them to overcome their mindset, all of the stuff that I now can look back over my own journey and see how I've grown in those areas, which is a part of why I want you to do the same. Because your experiences often are leading you to your life purpose. And when I say life purpose, let me clarify, because sometimes I think we think that it has to be something grand, it has to be something big, and it can be, but it doesn't have to be. Because a lot of the times, perhaps what happens is we compare it to others and we make it significant or less significant. But very simply put, my purpose is to help people grow, heal, and change. Very simple, but very powerful. Now I do that in many ways, which is another thing I think gets you caught up is that you think it has to look a certain way, right? So I have to be doing something for it to be the purpose. But my purpose is to help people grow, heal, and change. And if you've known me any fraction of my life, you know exactly that I've done that since the beginning. Even in middle school and in high school, I was that person. And so I know for you, I want you to really make it simple and not think that maybe what you think is very simple isn't significant because it is. The other piece with that, as we're talking about a journey, which is the next thing I want you to remember, is that discovering your life purpose does not happen in a moment. It doesn't happen in an instant. It happens over a period of time. It's a discovery process, right? So you really have to remember that you are on a journey of discovery. And so it happens over time. It happens as you go. It happens as you grow. Remembering that will take the pressure off of you, that oftentimes you think it needs to happen now. I need to know now. Probably when you read the title of this podcast, you probably thought, okay, I'm going to get it now. But it happens over time, and it's over a period of time. And that's okay. The last piece, the last of the six that I want you to remember as you are discovering your purpose, I encourage you to find your sweet spot. As you can hear, even as you heard my podcast or you've heard any of them, you know that this is my sweet spot. There are those moments and times when you know you've stepped into something that is so you. The very first time that I got in front of a microphone, I grew up in the church, and so I was singing on the praise team. The very first time that I got in front of the microphone to speak and to encourage the people, I knew that was my sweet spot. It was very natural, even though I had never done it before. It was very natural, and it just flowed. There's so many other sweet spots that I can think of, but I really want you to think of what your sweet spot. The sweet spot is the place where your abilities and your personal drive intersect with the needs of others. The place where your abilities and your personal drive intersect with the needs of others. If you can find that place, you have found your sweet spot. And I believe that's a big component for you to remember as you're discovering your purpose. I love this quote by Pablo Pescado, and it says, "The meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away." I repeat it. The meaning of life is to find your gift. And I think that's aligned with your sweet spot. It's usually that natural, divine natural ability, that DNA that's in you. And the purpose of life is to give it away. It's to give it away. Give that gift. Many of you are a part of this community because you have something that you know is a gift and you want to give it away. You want to serve others in a higher level, in a higher way for the greater good. And I'm excited about you even taking these tips and implementing them to walk in your purpose. You know you were made for more. You know there's so much more for you, and there's so much more that wants to come through you. And I am excited about seeing that happen in your life. So here's what I encourage you to do as we are taking action to walk in that purpose. Take some time out to reflect and to write. And I want you to write about what you already know about your life purpose. Write what you believe is your life purpose. I just want you to reflect on it and write on it and see what comes to you. Maybe some new ideas or new thoughts that have been triggered or awakened in our time on our podcast. Or maybe there were things that you didn't even think of before that are coming to you. Or maybe some things you knew before, but now you feel more enlightened and more inspired to move in them. And then I want you to commit to doing something that puts you in purpose and gets you moving to that next level that you know is waiting for you. I am so glad that you've joined us for another episode of Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman. The tips that I have offered today come from my book, Perfect, Complete, and Lacking Nothing, What Every Woman Needs to Know About Herself. And you will have more information in the description of this podcast to get your own signed personal copy of our book, Perfect, Complete, and Lacking Nothing. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode of Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman. Bye for now. Thanks for listening to Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman. If you liked our show and want to know more, check us out at www.awaken2power.com. You can also leave us a review on iTunes, and we would love to hear your feedback. Join us next week for another episode of Awaken Your Inner Whole Woman.